Welcome to Money Patterns Decoded. Money is never just about money, it is a pattern. Today we expose one of those hidden patterns, see exactly how it controls your finances, and discover the precise shift that can set you free. Let's begin. Quick observation to start. Manners are a social glue, but they also act like tiny valves on your prosperity. The things you call being polite, understating your fees, saying yes when you want to say no, calling attention away from your value, those are not neutral behaviors. They are small, repeated energy leaks that, over months and years, become the reason a competent, skilled person never quite moves into real financial ease. This matters because the world rewards clear exchange, clear value in, clear value out, but our etiquette trains us to make exchange fuzzy. I call this pattern the polite deficit. Two quick examples you already know. You underprice your work because you don't want to seem greedy, and you say yes to a favor that eats your evening and erodes billable hours. Both feel socially correct, so they stay invisible. That invisibility is the problem. Let's unpack the psychology for a moment. The reflex to underclaim is born out of shame and approval seeking. Shame whispers, don't stand out, don't be too big. Approval seeking says, keep everyone comfortable, even if it costs you. When you were taught to be modest, you learn to translate attention into danger. Attention means responsibility, and responsibility might mean rejection. So you develop a conditioned habit, minimize, shrink, apologize. The immediate payoff is social ease, the long-term cost is a chronic financial leak. Now the esoteric side, the exchange geometry. Imagine money as a living messenger of integrity. When exchange is clear, the vessel that carries value is sealed and the message arrives whole. Politeness, as a ritual, turns that vessel porous. Generosity without clear boundaries is like a vessel with tiny holes. Each kind gesture without a fee, each soft yes, lets abundance seep out. Over time, the vessel's pattern hardens. It becomes a leaky loop where you circulate value, but never hold it. In sacred geometry terms, the form that contains energy matters. A porous form cannot accumulate. That's the mechanism. That's the prison. Here's a reframe that changes everything. The leaking teapot versus the sealed vessel. If your polite habits are a teapot with a slow drip, you will pour warmth into others while your own supply empties. If you shift to a sealed vessel, clear price, clear boundary, you're not refusing to pour, you're ensuring the vessel remains full and the exchange is honest. Money becomes a messenger of your integrity, not a breach of manners. Saying, my time is worth this, is not rude. It clarifies the geometry of exchange. Now the exact 2-minute ritual I want you to practice daily. Call it the claim and boundary ritual. Step 1, 30 seconds. State 1 deserved fee out loud. Use this script. For this work I charge your fee. I honor my time and the results I deliver. Say it once, then say it again, slightly louder. Step 2, 30 seconds. Set 1 micro boundary aloud. Script. I can't take that request right now. I reserve that time for paying clients. Step 3, 30 seconds. Log the action. Date. Interaction you noticed. The fee or boundary you claimed. One sentence about how it felt. Example ledger entry. The 23rd of May 2026. Said fee $450. Told friend no to unpaid project. Felt nervous, then relieved. Step 4, 30 seconds. Make one tiny energetic signature. 3 breaths. Visualize the vessel sealed and say, money is a pattern. Awareness first, action second. That's the 2-minute sequence. Do it every morning or before a work session. Practical microscripts for real interactions. Pricing, say, my rate is $X. That includes Y and Z. If you'd like a different scope, I can propose options. Say no, thank you for thinking of me. I'm not taking that on. I wish you well finding the right fit. Reclaiming a fee after an awkward undervalue? I've reviewed the scope and realized I underquoted. My correct fee is $X. I understand if that changes your plans. Notice the language. Clear, calm, no apology. You're aligning exchange with integrity, not attacking anyone's character. Use the ledger to record the outcome. This trains your nervous system. Quick recap. Name the leak, the polite deficit. See the psychological motor, shame and approval, seeking that underclaim. See the esoteric mechanism, the porous vessel that dissipates abundance. Your daily shift is tiny and precise. 2 minutes to claim one fee, set one microboundary, and log the effect. Try it today. Claim one fee aloud, refuse one unpaid ask, write it down, and watch how your posture changes. Small, repeated adjustments alter the shape of your vessel. If you want deeper rituals, the numerological timings for claiming, the inner alchemical practices to repair the vessel, and precise sacred geometry exercises to restructure your money field, explore my complete library at dondemarks.com. One shift changes your financial destiny. Money is a pattern. Awareness is the key. That is the money pattern. That is the mechanism. And that is your shift today. If you're ready to decode the full architecture of your financial life, explore my complete library at dennismarks.com.